Man, I'll tell you what, I love hearing all these, you guys singing. You know, it sounds horrible, you know, and it's great. It's like the greatest thing in the morning. You know, when I hear people click in and click out, click in and click out, you know, it's distracting, right? And when we're singing, you know, it's like terrible. But the Bible says it's a joyful noise. Can you imagine what's going on in heaven, right? In heaven, it's just a joyful noise, right? I hear people click in, click out, you know, and it's very distracting, you know, and I hear people talk about that during the week, you know, it's distracting. And I get a list, you know, when I feel like it, I get a list of who clicked out and who clicked in. It's like a, I didn't pick, pastor, right? I didn't pick that. And so, like, you know, pastors have to put up with people getting up and leaving church, and they don't like them, and, you know, and they leave, and they leave the church, and they come back, and they don't, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, I didn't pick that. I picked a bunch of stupid until I got the job I have now. And man, I had a lot of jobs, right? A lot of jobs. I remember all the stupid stuff I did. I wish I could not remember it. But I can tell you this, whatever you're at in your walk, do the stuff that makes sense. You get on this call, stay on the call. Stay on the call. There's nothing too busy you got to do, because I'll tell you what, a call like this does not exist anywhere. Oh, you know, I miss, you know, like for a while there, I had Willie, you know, Willie would sing that song, he'd sing a song, you know, and he never sang it right, you know, but he always sang something, you know, and he had a great voice, right, and he'd sing, and then he got sick, you know, and now he died. You know what, I miss Willie singing, because I could prepare, you know, he was singing, and I was like getting my notes all ready and everything, you know, and you know, and then he died, you know. You got to think about that, you know. When you're in service, all at once, you're not. You're dead. What are you going to do with what you got, you know, time you got? You know, everybody thinks they're going to live forever. Well, we know we're not, but we never think about it too much. And when I was young and when I was a kid, I didn't think about nothing. And now I'm thinking about it all the time. I wish for you that you'll be thinking about the stupid things that you did all the time so that you make the next minute in your life mean that much more. Chapter 39, The Art of the Blessing 2023. Is that written in my notes? No. Where is it? Well, it's on the podcast. Can you listen to it? Yeah. Is that groovy? Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys all doing groovy? Yeah, you're all out there fighting your way. Some people are trying things they should not try. Some people are recovering from things they did. All of us on the path to be a better whatever God has in store for us. But chapter 39 is on the other side of chapter 36, which is the blessing of God. God as a verb. You all have chosen God in the Bible. Okay, everybody else chooses God, all right, a higher power, or this, or that, da 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 dee da do da do. When you do that, that's all cool in school, I suppose. It's better than not having a God. I don't know, man. I don't know. Once I figured out the God in the Bible is the God, once I figured that out, I realized that the devil is after my keister, right? And yours. When I realized that that was real, when I realized that that is absolutely true, now I know the game. And the game is real, right? The game is real. So when we get to the art of the blessing, you can't have any blessings unless you believe in the God in the Bible, right? I teach people all day long about how to make their companies great. You can do this and you can do that. And they do pretty well, right? They don't have eternal salvation. They didn't pick that. They didn't check that box. And if they didn't pick that box, they're pretty open. They're pretty open to anything that goes on in the world. Right, wrong, good, or bad. Not groovy, kids. Because the world is not a safe place. Chapter 39, The Art of the Blessing 2023. Keep God close, stay close. Because I'm saved, I have a great opportunity of living life guided by the Holy Spirit. How I do that is the art of the blessing. The Lord said he will give me knowledge I didn't have. He does that regularly. He keeps his promise, his word. What am I going to do with it, huh? This is a lesson on how to use the instructions he has put forth. What are the instructions? obedience in love, in the word, prayer, an execution of a life in Christ, I have a choice. And it is not hard to understand, so says the word. Deuteronomy 30, 11, I think it's through 14. This command I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, and it is not beyond your reach. It's not kept in heaven, so distant that you must ask, who will go up to heaven and bring it down so we can hear it and obey? It's not kept beyond the sea, so far away that you must ask, who will cross the sea to bring it to us so we can hear it and obey? No, no. The message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart so that you can obey it. Get it, kids? You know what to do. You know what to do, but we're going to the art of the blessing. What's that mean? Do I do what needs to be done with a cheerful spirit? A spirit of, I get to do the Lord's work, exclamation mark. Or do I grumble and complain and say, I have to do this? Hopefully, more often than not, I do the Lord's work with a cheerful heart. The art of the blessing is about my style. Is it attractive or not? Am I on fire? Am I on fire for this new life I've been given? Am I on fire for what I've been given or not? You see, God is a perfect being, a divine being, and he gave me perfect gifts, divine gifts. Well, I'm not perfect, and I'm certainly not divine. So I'll need help managing these perfect divine gifts. And I can't do that without God. How do I handle these gifts? Huh? How do I handle them? Do I, with gratitude, efficiency, and a get-it-done-right attitude? I hope that's what we do. We challenge sometimes? Yeah. So what? I got to go to him and say, for all I've been given, the least I can do, I go to him and I say, teach me, show me, hold me in good order. Let all that I have been given honor you, Almighty Father, in Jesus' name. Is that prayer that I pray? Yeah. Did I make it up? Well, that's what I say. Did God give it to me? I hope so. Isaiah 41, 13, for I hold you by your right hand, I, the Lord, your God. And I say to you, don't be afraid. I'm here to help you. I must listen. I got to listen. Pray for discernment. Listen for the Lord. I know it sounds weird. How do I listen for the Lord? I can't see him. I can't, you know, blah, 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 blah. Come on. He reveals his will. We all know what's good and bad, right and wrong. I listen intently for his way, not my way. I listen when I read the scripture. I listen. I'm listening when I read. Is it challenging? No. This is not rocket science. I've already been given the miracle of a new life in Christ, and he's with me. There's so much to do in my life, it's not even possible to do it all. The scripture isn't that hard to read, especially if you're paying attention. And what does it say? Behave, man. Behave. Do it God's way and look what he's got for you. That's what it says. After we are born again, if we are living in the ways of Christ, it's a new life, man. I can't get it all done, and neither can you. So what do? There's so much to do. I can't get it done. Well, sure I can. In God, all things are possible. All things. Man, I can do lots of stuff. And it's this time it sticks. It's not remembering all those stupid things that I did and they didn't yield anything. As a matter of fact, they yielded more stupid. That's not the way it is right now. When we do these things that God has for us, they yield. They lead to other things. But how do we get it all done? It's like there's so much. How do we get it done? You ask him. All things are possible in God. God can move the laws of physics for you and whatever you need to do, whatever I need to do. Has he ever done it before? How do I know that? I thought, Pat, you go to the scripture. How do you know that? He can do anything. How do you know he can change the laws of physics? I read about it, man. I read about it. In the Old Testament, back in the day, when the Israelites had been given the promised land. This is when they were behaving themselves, right? And they were taking over the promised land. There wasn't an army that could stand against them. And this particular day, one of my favorite characters in the Old Testament, Joshua, was having a day of it, man. He was fighting. He was at war with an enemy army. But daylight was running out. And what was to be a win for Israel could be lost because night was coming. Time was a problem. So what did he do? Joshua prayed. He prayed for a longer day. That's called changing the laws of physics. And God granted the prayer, Joshua 10, 13, 14. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the people had revenge upon their enemies. Whoa, whoa. That's a big deal to me. What could I do with a God like that in my life? Especially one that wants the very best for me. Well, the least I can do is give my very best. Offer my prayers and a heart to succeed at everything given to me. You know, art is considered a beautiful thing, right? A way to display art in this context, art of the blessing. It's a beautiful way to display what the Lord has given me or you. My notes crafted perfectly on the page, not scribbled across in yellow post-its. The office, the house, chores, financials, reports, absolutely anything I do, do it with expertise. Philippians 2, 14, 15, do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. That's hard to do, man. It's hard to do that. But you know, if you keep trying, at least we get better at it. Sometimes it requires finesse, doesn't it? Sometimes, all the time. Kind of an artful way of doing things. I've discovered that I can even have finesse in the handling of situations, right? A brilliant way of handling chaos and those around you. Instead of becoming a part of the chaos, handling chaos in those people around you, those in your business, family, church. Even when hard things need to be said or solved, rally your troops to the cause. Pray to the Holy Spirit for discernment. The art of the blessing requires you and me, given responsibility in people, places, and things in our lives, to acquire and implement good order in all aspects of the day. Yeah, bringing glory and honor to the King, having faith in His will for you to do your job correctly. Isaiah 43, 1, 2. But now this is what the Lord says. Now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. Wow. Now that's what I'm talking about. He never lies. God never lies. In chapter 39, it's how you administrate the talent you've been given, the talent you've been afforded. There's challenges, sure. The testing of your mettle. You will come against great opposition. Billy Graham said it very well. Don't think of Satan as a harmless cartoon character with a red suit and a pitchfork. He is very clever and powerful, and his unchanging purpose is to defeat God's plan at every turn, including His plans for your life. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So keep your mind clear, kids. Keep it on point. Don't waste any more time. I did. I wasted so much time. Every morning I get up, I'm thinking about something else. I wasted time with so many gifts that God had given me. Jeremiah 17, 10. I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. Now, I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Keep your mind in order. Quit thinking about, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do. What you got to do is what He has planned for you. And whatever He has planned for you, what you do it with style, with grace. For all that you have been given, do it with honor. The art of the blessing is my style, right? My style, panache, my dance, the moves, as one would say. My moves with the Lord God and me. You know what I mean? how to do it smooth and cool and good, how I roll with responsibility, people, places, and things the Lord has seen fit to give me, how I roll with direction, i.e. the blessing of information. You know, I told you at the beginning, he gives you information. He promised to give you knowledge that you didn't have. He didn't say you had to earn it or learn it. He said, I'll give it to you. Paul even talks about it. He says, I assure you. Paul said in Scripture, I assure you that everything I have been given, I have not been given by any earthly measure. I've been given it, he says, by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I have been given it by God. God. The blessing of information. How to handle the miracles God gave me for his glory, not mine. Do this, and he will bless the life you have. I'm telling you. I think Paul said it. He said, I have been given it by revelation of Jesus Christ. Revelation, I believe that's what it was. As a matter of fact, in Revelation 3:8, there's a scripture that I like. Let me see if I can quote this one right. I am doing this by memory. I hope it's right. I know your works, because you have limited strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Look, I have placed it before you an open door that no one is able to close. Oh, come on. Come on. I said it right. I know your works, because you've limited strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Look, I have placed before you an open door that no one is able to close. Now that is the God I'm talking about to you today. Chapter 39, the art of the blessing. When asked what that means, who would ask you? You would ask yourself. Duh. Is anybody going to ask you on the street? No, they don't care. They're worried about, you know, money, property, and prestige, what they look like, what you got that they can take. The world is a dangerous place. You ask yourself, what am I talking about in chapter 39, the art of the blessing? What occurred to me back in the day when I wrote these notes? What is it that it means? It means learning to wield the power God has given you, to wield it with honor, goodness, love, humility, knowledge, and wisdom. How do you do that? Only in his grace and mercy, by his hand, not yours. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Whatever you're doing, get that, dig that, examine yourself to see whether what you're doing is in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. Oh, think about that one. That's 2 Corinthians 13:5. It says that, unless, of course, you fail the test. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Don't fail the test. Do the work. Walk through the gauntlet of being a believer. The gauntlet. You don't know what that means? Look it up. Walk through the gauntlet with the strength and wisdom in your faith. Become stronger, better, giving him the glory for what is happening in your life. You know what? I'll explain the gauntlet to you because it's too cool. Back in the days of King Arthur, there was a pole that went across two trees, and on that pole was things that were hanging, you know, like a clock, like the tick-tock of a clock back and forth, an old clock, you know, like a grandfather clock, and they would swing back and forth like the pendulum of a clock. But on the end of that pendulum was like an axe or a rock, something sharp, something that could hurt you or, worse, kill you. And in King Arthur's court, the measure of the knight was if he could walk through that gauntlet, because between those swinging, dangerous items was just enough room for a man to stand. And as it swung back and forth, he'd have to take another step and go between them, take another step and try to make it all the way through, like 14 or 15 of these things, right? The gauntlet is what it was called. We walk through a gauntlet as believers. And those things that are coming, swinging back and forth, they're there to hurt you. The enemy is here to hurt you. But God is also here to make you stronger. He is here to make you strong. And in faith with him, capital F, faith, you can, you will become stronger. In his grace, his mercy, and his love for you, you will get stronger. No matter what comes against you, no matter what the devil comes up with, God will make lemons out of lemonade and make you stronger, better, more aware. Something that he can use. 2 Peter 1, 10 through 11. Therefore, brothers, make every effort to confirm your calling and election, because if you do these things, you will never stumble. For in this way, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will be richly supplied to you.
Whoa, whoa. What does that mean? Whoa.
Well, what it means is really good. It's really good for you. But you must make every effort to confirm your calling and election, what he has for you. Because if you do, you're too busy doing that stuff than it is to sin and stumble. If you do the Lord's work, you're too busy. And if you're too busy doing the Lord's work, entry into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly supplied to you. All the blessings of heaven will be available to you because you're busy working. Sure, mistakes will be made. Of course, mistakes will be made. Don't give up. Accept the challenge and rise up in the Lord. Fight again for all that is good. Every day, holy, right? For what is good, holy in God. Yes, you'll make mistakes. 2 Chronicles 15, 7, but as for you, be strong. Do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Yeah, come on. He's for you. How are you going to look when this is going on? The art of the blessing, come on. When you receive small or great responsibility, do it with style, excitement, creativity, and correctness in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, in his word, in his name. Do it with a bang, man. Remember, what was that Emerald that used to say, turn it up a notch, you know, bam. There is a great discussion in the word in regards to a concept. Well, it's not a concept. It's written in the word. It's called the Bema Seat of Christ. Now, this got my attention. When I learned about this, it got my attention, and it went right into the Art of Blessing 2023. Well, 2022, 2021. It went into my learning, the Bema Seat of Christ. What is that? Well, you've heard about the rapture. They kind of go together. Well, yeah, there's an argument about that. Well, there's an argument about everything. But the Bema Seat still stands as it stands. It is what it is, and it is written in that book. It's an assessment that the Lord Jesus makes on each one of us believers. Believers. Not for judgment at the end. Don't get it confused with that, but rather for what we have done. Believers, what we have done with our redemption, with what we have been given, our born-again status. It is to say, yes, you are saved. The Lord is saying, yes, you are saved. Now let's take a look at what you've done with it. Yeah, the Bema Seat of Christ. You're standing in front of Jesus, depending on what that is. And he's saying, what have you done with? What have you been doing? What have you done for me lately? Depending on what that is, one could be awarded as they enter the gates of heaven. Rewards. However, for those who did nothing with their new life, still they are afforded heaven, but they enter without any award for service. Pretty heavy, right? Now look, this is not to be confused with unbelievers. This is very different. The Bible says unbelievers will be judged. Condemnation. That's very different than what's happening here. Believers will be judged in rewards. You're going to heaven. The question is, what have you done while you were here with your new life? Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what we have done, whether good or bad. You see, he's making assessment of what you've done with this new life he's given you. My friends, dig that. The Bema Seat, look it up, it's really cool. It is not the judgment, the white throne judgment at the end. That's a different thing. The Bema Seat is just for believers. It's going to say, hey, what have you done with this great gift I have given you? What have you done with it? Many people will be rewarded. Everybody goes to heaven who's a believer. By the blood of Christ, we go to heaven. But what have you done with the great gift that he did? He went to the cross for you. What'd you do for him? My friends, we have been delivered from the hands of fate into the arms of God. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to handle yourself? What will Jesus say to you on that day when you stand before him on your way into heaven, by the way? On your way into heaven, a little stop there right in front of Jesus, the Savior, right? God, a little stop there, but you're going on your way to heaven. And what will you say when he says to you, what have you done with the gift of salvation I have given you? You might want to think about that, right? You might want to think about that. Chapter 39, The Art of the Blessing, 2023. Amen, amen. John, you know what to do.